Thank you so much for listening to the Julie Tussey Show today. If you haven't already, please do subscribe and let your friends and family know about the podcast. Today, we are talking with my good friend, Curtis Rose. Oh my gosh, he is a total hoot. And I just love this young man. He actually had a video go viral for some backflip antics that he did when he was out in a social setting. He's very physically fit, has a great grip on life, and just adds a new perspective to the subject we're hitting on today, which is some current events in this crazy, crazy world of ours. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glampain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Oh my gosh, you guys, thank you so much for listening to the Julie Tussey Show today. You friggin' rock. That's right, you rock. I am so excited. I have one of my lifelong friends, well, actually just a few years, but I just love this guy. His name is Curtis Rose, and I have him in the studio with me. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Julie.
Yeah, I twisted his arm to come here, but you're going to be learning a lot about Curtis, and hopefully you'll hear him on and off through the year, but Curtis is my realtor.
I am. Freshly. Finally.
Finally. He had to earn his way to that. Sorry about that, Curtis.
That's okay. You live and you learn.
You're a young pup, aren't you?
I am.
But you're doing amazing things, and you're doing great things in real estate. And you don't know this, but the Tussey Homes Incorporated just became a sponsor, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show, so we'll be having commercials on it. And you just became the official realtor. Did you see my glasses? You guys won't believe this. I have headphones on and then my glasses, and I can literally like suspend them in the air. Like
you can.
They're sticky. See that? What do you think, Curtis?
It's a new fashion trend. That's what it is.
I think we should start this, like the headphone glasses look.
Yep.
You won't get marks on your nose, and I'm all about that. The bougie. You know, bougie girls don't have. Yeah, there's no marks.
No wrinkles, no marks. None of the above.
Anyway, I'll fix that so you're not distracted. Anyway, so they become a sponsor and you've become our realtor. We're actually, I always say we're not building a business, we're building an empire. Ha ha ha. But there's actually a whole street we're trying to build, baby.
And that's the best motto, and I can't wait for that street to pop up.
I know. Well, we've got two houses going on. Y'all need to know about this if you're in Richmond and you're looking for a beautiful home. 3,030 square feet of finished beautiful space with a view. We actually say we're selling the view and throwing in a house that's in town, in like close to everything.
In the middle, the heart of town.
In the heart.
Right across from Meijer.
You can't get any more hot, baby. You can't get it. I mean, if you want to rock, you need to go by 969 Auckland Avenue. You can actually go see it in Richmond, Kentucky. Okay, so there's my sponsorship fling. Yay. Okay. Yeah, let's give that a hand. Yeah. I love it. So, Curtis, you're kind of on the spot today. And it's so funny. I go through Facebook. I'm a Facebook girl.
Me too.
Yep, I knew you were.
Very, very active on Facebook.
I love Facebook. I'm sorry. Everybody says Facebook's over, and it's for, like, old people.
It's
I'm
not.
Like, how old are you, too? You
know? 12-year-old should stay off.
Yeah, please, Mama.
Sometimes.
Please, Mama, block that. But there's so many current events that come on Facebook.
There are.
And some of them are just like a joke. You know, somebody will post something and then someone's like, well, that was resolved 4 years ago.
fake news.
But I know, fake news, right? So I thought it would be fun to talk about some of those things. And on the Julie Tussey Show, we have lots of listeners. I don't know if you knew this. See, I roped him in and didn't tell him anything. I roped him in. But we have an international audience, actually.
That's amazing.
Yeah, isn't it cool?
We're new really countries.
Yeah, we're really blessed. Out. So we have some people in Canada listening right now. I have a pretty good fan base in London, in Australia, New Zealand, and some other places that are just starting to pick up. It's kind of wild.
That's amazing.
Isn't
and
that
then
cool?
I'm here,
and here
talking
you are.
And nervous. And
Curtis Rose, the realtor.
Freshly here.
You're so much more. You're an amazing man. I've watched you for a while. We have a lot in common.
Thank you.
I can tell.
I agree.
Thank you. A lot of similar taste, but I thought it would be fun just today to kind of talk about some of the current events. We are all about keeping people in the know on the Julie Tussey Show.
Okay.
So I'm going to bounce some of these off of you and see what you think of them. Some of them, okay, first of all, I have to ask you, Curtis, you're really fit.
Mm-hmm.
You did a backwards gymnastics tumble handstand backflip dynamic thing, and did it go viral?
It did. It
oh
has
my gosh.
Almost 8 million views right now. It just
kind of getting paid.
I'm still waiting on my check. So, Facebook, please send that to my address, please.
How do people find that if they want to see it?
I guess I had a few friends who had posted it, and then on Instagram, a cheerleading page had reposted it, and I guess some viral accounts had grabbed it off of that and then emailed me to make sure that it was okay for them to use it.
Oh, cool.
And then I wake up one morning and it had like 1.5 million views, which I thought was amazing.
Wow, and then, I feel good at 1.5. On YouTube.
Yeah, but I saw it and I was like, okay, well, and then it just kept getting more and more and more and more views.
Well, Curtis, that is amazing. I'm pretty sure that they could search. What's some of the keywords on YouTube they could search? Do you remember what they titled it? And if you don't, we can put it in the show notes.
But, I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's if you go to my Facebook account, it's all over it. My
okay,
Facebook's
and
not private.
And it's facebook.com/... Curtis Rose, probably.
Curtis Rose Realtor, probably.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you can look him up there, and if we get that exact link, we'll put it in the show notes for you. Amazing. So you're quite a bit younger than me. I'm 30, so you're about 12 right now.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And but I've been... You were friends with my daughter, Stephanie, for
I was,
a while.
I love Steph.
Still are. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, she's just had that beautiful baby.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on that, on that precious darling. And so I kind of knew you like from the salon, and then I found out you worked in gymnastics, and then I saw you one video of you doing like a backflip or something. I was like, oh my gosh, you have to be so strong. So are you a fitness buff?
Slowly but surely making my way back into it. It was all cheerleading for me throughout my growing up. Everything revolved around cheerleading. So that was fitness, I guess you could call. But yeah, I mean, it kept me in shape, and then whenever I quit, I've obviously gained a little bit of weight.
You look great to me.
I couldn't run a mile in 20 minutes right now.
I couldn't run a mile
okay.
in a lifetime. I could walk it, but don't ask me to run it. Too many things, you know, bouncing
right.
things. But anyway, sorry about that. Excuse me. So anyway, I was really surprised about your fitness side of your life and really, really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you into like diet? Like, do you eat clean or do you just eat normal?
Well, actually, so there for a while, no, I was just eating really, really bad 3 or 4 times a day eating out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually have a couple of friends who are about to join my real estate team, and they're really big into fitness. So he just created a meal plan for me. And
oh boy.
So Monday,
oh
I'm going to start on that. And it's pretty much a consistent thing of clean eating.
Lots of meat, lots of vegetables.
And lots of, it's like 6 meals a day, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But they're all small meals. So
yeah, but there's no Doritos.
There's no Doritos, and there's no flavor.
That's where I can't. Like, I got to hook you up with some flavor, right. Brother, because I can flavor anything.
Small changes is what I need, but this is going to be drastic.
Right. You know what my motto is? I'm an African-American girl trapped in a white girl's body who lives on Mexican food and is truly Italian. So we can get some flavors going on. That's right. That's right. So we can help you with that. Anyway, well, this one is going to be a shocker for you, because the first thing that I found on Facebook is, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm seeing this with my own eyes. It is called Captain Crunch's Crunchberries Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
What even is that? Like, I could imagine that as a milkshake, but
I know.
Slurpee, so we're...
I know. And some chick posted
Captain
on there...
I love Captain Crunch, though.
Well, you know, true confessions
but
on the Julie Tussie Show. How do you get Captain Crunch in a Slurpee? Like, it must just be a chemical flavoring. You know what I mean?
All artificial flavoring.
Now, there is a 7-Eleven here, Curtis, and I will have my assistant call and find out if they have it there. And if they do, me and you will meet and do a video testing it. You want to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. So we'll find out.
But I don't think that's in my diet.
No, just a sip.
Okay.
I don't ingest lots of sugar unless it's by choice and it's chocolate.
Okay. So, kind of like the Dove that we have sitting here in
Dove
front of
chocolate.
Us right now.
Well, 4 is 170 calories. And to me, calories are like money. I may spend them on what I want.
Right.
I'm rocking 24 pounds down right now and I eat Dove chocolate.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, did you see my little fake tattoo I put on today?
Well, earlier, I was looking at it and I thought it was real.
One.
And I was like, who did that work? Love it.
It's like a hummingbird. Yeah, I'm trying out the tats.
Real.
I love yours. I love yours.
Thank you.
Curtis Rosen. What's that? Is that called your forearm is all tattoos?
Yep.
So it's half a sleeve or getting close?
Getting close. I'll go back and finish it. I actually just talked to him this morning probably in a few weeks. And then I'll start working my way to a full sleeve.
Curtis, what's it cost to get, like, you got the whole front of your forearm done. What's something like that cost?
This was 4.5 hours, and I paid about $550 for it.
Wow, it's beautiful. It's all roses. I love that.
Thank you.
You're rocking it, brother.
And no, it's not because of my last name.
It's just because you like roses?
Right.
I like peonies.
It was Pinterest.
Oh, okay. Did you find it on Pinterest?
I did.
Okay, so like if you want a tattoo, because inquiring minds like mine want to know. If you want a tattoo, I don't want to go in and pick what they have. What if I find something I want? Can they recreate it? Like, are they artists?
Yeah, they are definitely artists.
Oh my gosh. That is like unlimited potential. I think I'm going to have big blonde baby tattooed somewhere. No, not really.
Across your chest.
Yeah, across my whole chest. It'll show everywhere I wear a V-neck. Yep. It'll be like,
big,
you know,
blonde
or maybe
baby.
On my forehead.
That'll do.
Yeah, that'll do it. No, but that really opens up a whole world, doesn't it? Such a statement. Well, that brings us to the next thing. You will not believe this, Curtis. Tattoos are being saved from the bodies of past loved ones. It's called Save My Ink. Save the tattooed skin of a loved one. They actually cut it off their body and preserve it and frame. You can frame it and put it on your wall.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? I mean, be real. Like, I'm
honestly,
like,
what? I don't want to offend someone.
I don't
but why
either.
In the why?
Why would you
that's
want
all.
Grandpa's skull?
I don't, that's been stretched and faded, and I can't get behind that.
Honey,
I don't think that I can get behind that.
I cannot
that.
Either. I can't believe
leave
this
my
is
skin
something.
On me.
I know, right? Let me take it to the grave and let it turn to dust.
I paid for it. I want to take it with me when I go.
I like that opinion. See, that was my reaction. I was like, oh, no. No, mm-hmm. no. And then it goes on further if you read about it, and it says they will not reveal how they preserve it. Oh, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I, no matter how much I love someone,
I couldn't
save. I'm sure there are people out there that would love
so
it.
So you're going to frame a piece of skin, and you're going to put it in a picture frame and put it in your house for all your guests to see.
I know.
Can't do it.
I can't do it either.
Not
all right.
Behind it.
All right.
So that's a no.
So that's a big no. Okay, so we've got a maybe on the Captain Crunch and Crunchberry Slurpee. Maybe a sip.
Maybe one.
We might report back on that.
Or maybe we'll drink the whole thing. Who knows?
Oh,
it might be
great. I would
great.
Probably throw up.
I might too, but it might be worth it.
I'd rather eat a bowl. You know what my theory is in life? Don't drink your calories.
Eat them.
I like to chew and crunch and munch. I'm like a salty.
I'm opposite. I choose to drink them.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you drink?
Alcohol.
Oh. Non-drinker here. Non-drinker fell right into that one. But yeah, I know. Because like even if you're going to do a beer or a glass of wine, it can really add up to
quick.
Fat.
So
you
fast.
Can get so fat from mm-hmm. that. I feel sorry.
And it's not just it's not just those calories, but there's alcohol actually hinders your body in losing weight and functionability as well.
I did not know that. Yep. I did not know that. Wow. Well, see, because I don't drink. I've had like an amaretto sour or two in my life, and I really like those. But to me, I'm so crazy.
Already without it.
I'm a control freak too, yep. Man. Like, I don't want to get out of control.
Yep. I wish I could say the same about not drinking. I am a control freak. I love to be in control. That's for sure.
Of myself. And, mm-hmm. and you know what else? I don't like any funny, funky feelings. Like, I don't want to feel weird.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I might have a panic attack. I'd probably be, though.
Mission one, get Julie drunk.
Yeah, right. You know, the funny thing is, mission two, Julie never does what she doesn't want to do. But, you know, you could slip a Mickey, I guess. The thing about it is, I lost my I completely.
This is fun.
Well, there you go. Thank you. And you were kind of worried, but no, it's fun to be on the Julie Tussie Show. All right. Well, let's go to the next one.
Okay.
Are you lactose intolerant?
I am not.
I am not either. Are you? Well, maybe you won't be interested in this, and maybe you will. But they are. They came out with a non-dairy almond milk ready whip in the can. And
I like whipped cream.
You know, I forgot to look up the calories on it, but isn't that cool for people who are lactose intolerant to have a really cool whipped cream?
That is cool, but I didn't know that if you were lactose intolerant that you couldn't have the ready whip. That would be terrible.
You know, I've never looked at it, but I think it says real cream. I'm not super versed on,
makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not super versed on ready whip, but I do know that it happens a lot in my house.
Right.
Like, I go by and there's a can.
Yep.
In my mouth, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So I try to avoid that. My kids always want it. And by the way, I just reposted on Instagram. You can go follow me, the Julie Tussie Show on Instagram. Oh, and by the way, IGTV. Have you seen?
I have.
IGTV.
I love it.
I'm so excited about it. All
keeps
right.
me on my phone for hours.
I know. I'm too much. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was not in this profession, I probably wouldn't even hardly do social media. Right. Here, I live it. I live it. But anyway, I saw this little guy, this woman posted a cup of hot chocolate that her teenage son was having, and it literally had, I'm not kidding, 10-inch tall, crowned with Ready Whip. And I called it the Mountain of Whipped Cream.
It's like Starbucks.
Starbucks on steroids.
Yes.
So this non-dairy almond milk ready whip, I'm really glad they've done this. I bet
great.
You it's healthear too. I'll have to read the ingredients, but I bet you it's healthier. Have you ever drank almond milk?
I love almond milk.
Do you love almond milk?
I love it more than I love actual dairy milk, to be honest.
Really?
I hated it the first few times that I tried it, and then I was trying to do that whole healthier lifestyle thing. So I got almond milk instead of dairy milk, and I would rather have it any day than regular milk now.
You won't believe this. My favorite of those pretend milks, mm-hmm. impersonator milks, is rice milk. Have you ever tried rice milk?
I haven't. That sounds disgusting.
I always did. Yeah, I know. And all it is like boiled
dirty
rice.
Rice water.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like boiled rice and they pour the water off and put a little vanilla in it.
Yeah.
Mm. I've tried them all. I'm pretty good with cashew milk because it has 25 calories for 8 ounces. Now, oh, okay. I'm all about that stuff. It's really good in a latte, iced latte. So, weird. 2 shots of espresso and a cup and a half of cashew milk. You're welcome, cashew milk. Here's another one that kind of freaked me out. Oh, my gosh. If I could show you the picture, you'd freak out. They have created an artificial womb. And they took, it's like a plastic bag.
Is this the lamb?
And they took a premature lamb in it. And they, I'm sure it's going to be birthed. You can see it alive in this thing. Kind of freaks me out, mm-hmm. Curtis.
Really freaky.
I know.
What are they going to do next?
Well, they said they're not going to test on humans for a while, but that's where they're going. And you know, the thing, half of me is like, oh my gosh, I had 2 sets of premature twins.
Right.
And the second set, Jillian and Jordan, were only 3 pounds when they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And just miraculously from Jesus himself, they could breathe on their own. That's not even common. They were 2 months early. But a lot of times those babies, Curtis, I've seen babies that their diapers would fit a Barbie doll.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and so I know where they're going. So half of me is like, do you know the lives that that could save? Like, Jillian and Jordan were in NICU for a month, and they had IVs in their heads. They literally had to prick their feet or cut their heels so many times. And as they grew, their scars literally grew with them. So it's all still there. They had to do something called feather and feed. If you held them, you had to hold them on bare skin to keep them warm. They had no body fat or anything. And I can only imagine the babies that can't breathe on their own.
Right.
And they're on a ventilator. So I know where they're going with this. Mm-hmm. I know where they're going. So there's that half of me that's lived through it that knows that this could really save a lot of lives.
Right.
Then there's the other half of me that's like scared of it.
So it is scary, but I can agree with that. I think that, you know, giving a chance, it's a chance that is better than the one that is
there
if you didn't have it.
And who thought 50 years ago we'd mix up a baby in a petri dish?
Yeah,
you know? Literally. I know, really, and put it in there.
So what's going to happen in 50 more years?
I know.
For right now, I mean, that's great, but kind of scary because...
I know. You
that's
know what
just
I,
the
my
stuff
question
that they're revealing
is,
to us.
I know. We don't even. Right.
What like, else is out there?
Like, we're so awesome. Do you think there's clones of us out there? You
I know? Hope so.
Wink, wink.
Can I meet them?
I could use a couple more of me to get some stuff done. there's a really funny movie by Michael Keaton, and he's you probably haven't seen it, but I think it's called Multiplicity. And he clones himself, and then he clones himself, and then he clones, like, he makes like four clones of himself because he's so busy and he's really, really intelligent. And he makes this one that kind of went wrong, and he goes, "Hi, thief." And he can't stay. And he's hilarious. He's like, he's a little mentally challenged, and he's hilarious. I love that movie. If you have that, send that to me on DVD. I'd love to have
it. I'm
going to
need you to write that down for me and tell me whenever we get back.
I believe it's Multiplicity. See, I get myself in this, Curtis. Now I have to go back and go research to finish my show notes because I'll have to put it in the show notes so I make more work for myself. But yeah, I'm really, really excited about that in some ways. It's awesome. You can actually, I think you can probably just type in Google artificial womb premature lamb. And you can see it breathing the water. But my question is, where do they get the amniotic fluid? I mean, do they make it? And would that make something strange go on? You know what I mean? I'm sure they're dealing.
Deformities and.
Where do they get it?
That's a very good question.
I know.
Is it artificial as well?
Yeah. Exactly.
It has to be. Almost.
So it's really, really cool looking, though, but kind of scary. Like, they have these screws through it to keep the baby lamb in place. Mm. Okay. onward and upward. So there's this really ridiculous thing going on right now, and it's called glitter butts. Have you seen this?
I have not, but I do not like the way that this sounds. I mean, I kind of do, but kind of don't.
Okay, glitter butts are the latest in ridiculous festival trends. And what they're doing is they're taking women in bikinis, and they are spraying glitter all over their fanny. And then sometimes they're putting, like, rhinestones and... Now, Curtis... Curtis,
I can see some of my friends doing this.
How are you going to sit down with 14,000 gigantic gems on your panty?
Well, I would rather them be diamonds, and then I would put them on mine, and then I would go be rich.
So it's actually like a bougie butt.
Yeah, bougie butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
It's beautiful.
That should be the name, bougie butt.
Yeah. We should create our own line of bougie butt spray.
It's cute, but not practical.
Yeah. Well, if they do just the paint, have you ever seen where they, have you seen that or ever in person? Or
I've seen the festival girls that like paint their bodies.
Their whole bodies.
Yeah. And look like mermaids and stuff.
Yeah. So some of it's like that, but some of it is like so chunky. You're just like, oh my gosh. Mm. But you know what I could go for? I could go for maybe a sleeve or a shape of it, you know, a diamond shape or a heart shape or something on my arm.
Julie's wanting a tattoo.
No, I want glitter butt on my arm.
Glitter butt on my arm.
Well, not your arm. Not your butt on my arm. I want the glitter of the glitter butt line.
So someone to draw on her arm with glitter.
Yeah, and then like, maybe put but some I could see that coming in. Or maybe, you know how you can do henna on your hand.
Yep.
That would be cool, glittery.
Yeah, but on your butt?
Not on my fanny. I don't want to. I like to sit down too much. Right. All right, and here's the last one I wanted to talk to you about.
Ready.
Okay, did you know that... The 80s are back in fashion, and I am seeing shoulder pads. neon colors and acid wash jeans.
I've seen the neon colors coming back. I've seen the acid wash jeans coming back. But shoulder pads.
Great big shoulder pads. I've seen pictures. I haven't seen anybody in person or anything in the store yet, though. But we're in Kentucky.
Informal wear? Or
no, like just regular. You remember that? Can't touch this.
Yes.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, no, I can't see. If you're, I don't, shoulder pads, no.
Yeah, you don't need them. But I can tell you that they kind of help draw a visual from your butt.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? If you're looking wide on the bottom, they kind of, eyes up here, people.
Right.
Eyes up here to
give
the shoulders.
Give me the hourglass.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. I'm kind of excited about it. I want to, if you see any shoulder padded clothes in the stores, you need to email me at julietussie@gmail.com.
I'll pick them up.
Or thank you. Or message me. I'm interested to know if it's really going to take off and be a trend. And you may, if it's starting,
it's going to be a trend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how far do you think we're behind California getting our fashion here? Michigan was always 2 years. Seven.
Well, we're in Richmond, Kentucky, so we're gonna go with a long shot of 7 to 10 years behind California.
Yeah,
but yeah, move to Lexington, and then you're about 5.
Yeah, I'm still wearing those spandex bodysuits to work out in because I'm in Kentucky.
No, yeah. Hey, those are gonna come back very soon. I would guarantee.
I know, right? And they'll probably be what you wear to work.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, hey, it's been great. It's been great to have you on. And I hope you've enjoyed it.
I have. I was nervous. I don't like my voice, but.
Oh, I love your voice. You have a great voice.
Thanks.
You have a great voice for radio.
It has been very out of my comfort zone, but very awesome.
It's good. It's good fun. To stretch.
It
I know. And give your opinions about
stuff. I have a feeling you're going
to
do much more to make me stretch out of my comfort zone, and that's okay. I'm ready for it. I'm prepared. You can't grow unless you get out of your comfort zone.
That's right. You have to be stretched to grow. Good, good. It was out of my comfort zone to do this, too. I had a career in television and radio a lot, but to actually sit down and do something every single week to create content and be funny and be fun. But my motive is to help people have a better life. That's really why I want to do it.
And you're doing so well at it already.
Oh,
so.
You're sweet. Thank you so much.
In years to come, we'll see how big you get.
Yeah, well, I only for the sake of reaching more people.
Yep.
I really, really want that. Curtis, something exciting happened that I can't announce fully yet, but something exciting happened, and that is, you know, remember my Fabulicious cooking show?
I do.
Okay, so it's been Julie's Rocket Kitchen. It's been Fabulicious Cooking. It's been Fit and Fabulous. I don't know what to name it. I just don't know what to name it. It's been frustrating.
We'll get a great name coming up.
All right, good, because I was approached by a TV station to have it on there. On their station, possibly.
That's amazing.
Can you believe that?
I can believe that.
I need
actually.
Your trainer's diet program.
Deal. I'll send him your contact. You'll be working with him too, though. So
I can't. Oh, I will. I cannot. Kind of? I can't do those things. I'm too.
I like to live by my own rules.
Yeah, me too. I can't. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me what I have to eat every morning. And everybody, we're huge on weight loss on the Julie Tussie Show because of my journey. And there's so many followers listening right now. And I really, really adapted this. I would do it for a short term.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what I was thinking, maybe 3 months and then I'm done.
Yeah, and I would do it for a short term. But I have been trying to find a way to live mm-hmm. what I'm doing, because whatever I do at my age, I have to do it the rest of my life.
Right.
You know, when you're 20, you can be like, okay, I'm not going to eat anything for 7 days. And then 20 pounds drop off and you're done. You know, it's not like that when you're 30.
I hear you. Well, I'm 12.
I have to stop being 30 because Shay and Steph just turned 31. And my first set of twins, they're now older than their mother.
That's okay. We can stay 30 for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I want to ask you one last question before we go.
I'm ready.
In the last podcast, we talked about 2018's fashion, mm-hmm. fall fashion forecast. The big, big, biggest thing coming is leopard and zebra. Do you wear leopard and zebra?
I don't. Those went out for a little bit, and now I think they are coming back in. I can agree with that, because I see a lot of that.
They actually never really go out. Like, you can always find it, but it's, like, loses its popularity.
Yeah, it loses its popularity. It's always in the stores, but it's definitely coming back a whole lot whole lot more now.
I was doing zebra and leopard when it wasn't cool, but way back.
My friend Mackenzie, if she ever listens to this, she's exact same way.
Speaking of your friend listening, if you're listening today, please, I'm on a lifelong mission, Curtis, to mm-hmm. teach people how to find a podcast on their phone. The big Super purple easy. Button on the iPhone.
Pull it down with your thumb and search podcast.
Yeah. And there right, it is. There you it go. And right if you up. Have an Android, I know you can find me on Stitcher. This podcast is someone translates it to Spanish.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I'm going to post a picture of my dossier because it has a list of everywhere that we have found it. And we're getting ready to go on Google Play. We're getting ready to go on YouTube. We're expanding. We were scouted by Blog Talk Radio, and they don't carry all of those things. And mm-hmm. I just want it everywhere.
Yeah.
So please tell your friends and family about the Julie Tussey Show. Curtis, thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you for having me, Julie.
Great to have you. You're awesome. Listen, everybody, thank you so much for being with us today. We hope that you have learned some interesting things, and somehow we've made you laugh and changed your life a little bit, even if it was all over Captain Crunch Crunchberry Slurpees. I almost have to apologize for that one. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/TheJulieTusseyShow and Instagram, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I know you're the man I want to meet. Everything about you calls my name. If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.